KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic, and it's 41 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced her appointments of Margaret Reyes and Craig Driesmeier as district court judges in the 4th Judicial District. Reyes of Pacific Junction received her undergraduate and law degrees from Creighton University. She currently serves as an assistant county attorney in the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office. Reyes fills the vacancy that was created when Governor Reynolds appointed Justice Susan Christensen of Harlan to the Iowa Supreme Court earlier this year. Driesmeier of Council Bluffs received his undergraduate degree from the University of Nebraska at Omaha and his law degree from Creighton University Law School. He currently serves as a district associate judge in the 4th District. The 4th Judicial District includes Audubon, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. Montgomery County Democrats have announced they'll host Democracy Day on Saturday, October 27th, beginning at 9 a.m. in Fountain Square Park in downtown Red Oak. The keynote speaker for the event will be Christy Vilsack, former First Lady of Iowa and champion of education and literacy. Other guest speakers scheduled for the event are Democratic nominees for Secretary of Agriculture Tim Gannon and State Auditor Rob Sand, both Iowa House Democratic candidates in Montgomery County, Chuck Larson in District 23, James Uhlenkamp in District 24, as well as representatives for gubernatorial candidate Fred Hubble and U.S. Congress District 3 candidate Cindy Axne. Local speakers will address current issues of importance such as immigration, mental health, the economy and military, education and health care. The candidates are scheduled to speak from 9:20 to 9:50 a.m. on the 27th. Keynote address is scheduled to begin at 9:55, and the issue speakers will wrap up the event beginning at 10:15. The Democratic parties of Page and Taylor counties are also sponsoring Democracy Day events on October 27th. The Clarinda Lead Library will host candidates at 10:45 a.m. and Mrs. Vilsack at 11:30. The Bedford Library will host candidates at 11:45 and again Mrs. Vilsack at 12:30. The Cass County Board of Supervisors earlier this week gave their blessing to a woman who requested to paint a mural on the west side courthouse garage doors. According to County Auditor Dale Sunderman, Connie Boos appeared before the board to say that she wants to paint an Art Deco-style mural on the garage door in keeping with the style of the courthouse, which was built in 1934. Boos suggested an eagle motif for one of the doors and a floral motif for the other. Painting and maintenance of the murals would come at no cost to the county. Boos, who painted Coca-Cola murals in Atlantic, said the CPC and City of Atlantic asked her to look at three or four more places in town to paint other murals. Both the supervisors and Sheriff Darby McLaren indicated they had no problem with the proposal. Boos said she will present her plan to the city and CPC for final approval. If that's granted, the supervisors will take official action on the project at a future meeting. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet during a work session Monday in the High School Media Center. No action is expected to be taken during their meeting, which begins at 5:30 p.m. The board will discuss early literacy progress, the preschool program, facility planning, and a retirement incentive program. Superintendent Steve Barber is expected to issue a reminder to the board with regard to some upcoming dates, which include parent-teacher conferences October 24th and 25th, no school for October 25th and 26th, the next regular board meeting set for November 14th, no school on November 22nd and 23rd, which is Thanksgiving, and there's a board work session that's set for November 28th at 5:30 p.m. The Cass County Conservation Service says due to a lack of site signups, they regretfully have canceling the lighted Halloween campground, including the birthday party. You may turn in the birthday geocache tokens into their office on both October 25th and 26th during office hours. Recall the Cass County Conservation Board to make other arrangements. State and local officials celebrated Friday the final work wrapping up on the 60-year project to widen Highway 20 from eastern to western Iowa. The state passed a fuel tax increase in 2015 that the DOT says allowed work to begin on the final 40 miles from Early to Mobile in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Dakin Schultz said the state has worked since 2015 to resolve right-of-way purchases and design issues to get the last segment done.
You think about the last 40 miles, you know, we've had essentially 3 years of detour for different portions of it.
The 40-mile section is estimated to cost $326 million, according to a 2015 Transportation Progress Report. The president of the U.S. Highway 20 Corridor Association, Shirley Phillips, is also a former economic development director for Sac County. Phillips says they pushed to get the four-lane complete for a simple reason.
As we were looking to encourage businesses and stuff to locate in our area, we either had to be close to a railroad or close to a four-lane highway, which we had neither.
She says they're pleased to see their task finally complete.
By having a four-lane highway come through the largest quadrant of Iowa, which is the northwest corner, it's going to benefit all of the communities along the way.
A ribbon cutting was held for the final 40 miles Friday afternoon in Holstein. The day was chosen for the celebration as the first three-mile, four-lane segment of Highway 20 in Iowa, east of Mobile, opened on October 19, 1958. With the final segment complete, the Highway 20 Corridor Association will officially dissolve in December. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Glenwood police report there were four arrests over the past few days. On Thursday, 27-year-old Austin Olson of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. 34-year-old Octavius Johnson of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. And 28-year-old Amon Person of Omaha was arrested for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Bonds for Olson and Johnson were set at $5,000 each. Person's bond was set at $1,000. And on Wednesday, Glenwood police arrested 29-year-old Ashley Ring of Glenwood on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $5,000. A new survey suggests that farmland prices are expected to continue their decline in parts of 10 plains in western states. The latest Rural Main Street survey shows that on average, bank CEOs in the region estimated farmland prices declined by 4% over the past 12 months. They expect farmland prices to fall by another 3.2% over the next 12 months. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said the survey also shows the farm sector is being weakened by the negative impacts of tariffs and low agriculture commodity prices. The overall economic index for the region increased slightly from 54.3 to 51.5 in September. That score still suggests growth because it is above 50, while any score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. And two cities in Iowa have submitted proposals to the USDA as the agency considers new locations for the headquarters of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. According to Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the proposals are from Council Bluffs and Ames. Ames is, of course, the host of the home of Iowa State University, a so-called land-grant institution founded with an agricultural mission.
And that, of course, elevated from, you know, Ames and the Research Park, because that's obviously a really strong connection with the land grant that the application talked about.
Durham says Council Bluffs has some strong selling points, too.
That Omaha, Council Bluffs region, from just a population base and from a transportation grid response.
And the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce has submitted a bid as well for moving the USDA facilities to the Rock Island Arsenal. The USDA's plan to relocate the two agencies has drawn fire from lawmakers and former agency leaders, but U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has said the relocation will improve customer service and save taxpayer dollars. The USDA's Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture are currently located in Washington, D.C. and employ more than 600 people. About 15% of federal employees, including all the top decision makers, are based in D.C. The rest of the federal workforce is spread across the country. The USDA's National Animal Disease Laboratory already is located in Ames, and the USDA has Farm Service Agency offices around the state as well. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.